We begin the current daf Ksubis daf Samachay. Begin on the bottom of the Samach Talamid base, and the second line up from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara continues explaining the mission of the previous daf. And that is, if a husband is supporting his wife through a third party, normally if a husband and wife live together, so then they just share everything that they have. But if she's living on her own and he puts her in a separate house, so then, and then he comes occasionally, he has to make sure she has certain specific necessities, and the Mishnah delineates all the different items, certain amount of foods, how much of that, what type of garments, and things that are necessary for the home, like a bed. Now, one of those things the Mishnah said, v'nisn lo chatzi kav kitnis, he gives her a half a kav of beans, and so on, and it mentions all the different types of foods that she needs. Now, on that, the Gemara is medayik, ve'ilu yayin lo katani. But it doesn't say, from all the different items of wheat and beans and oil and figs, doesn't say that he has to give her any specific amount of wine. So the Gemara says, misalyei l'Rabbi Elazar, that supports Rabbi Elazar. Because Damar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, as we continue on top of Samachim and Alf, ein poiskin yayin nisliisha. We do not give a stipend of wine to the wife. And the reason being is because wine seduces someone for the desire for intimacy, and since she's not with her husband, that would be an inappropriate thing to be giving her. And therefore, we don't give that. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Now, Vim Tamin, if you're going to say, but the Pasuk in Hosea says that, Elcha Acher Mahava, I'm going to go after my beloved. Who is my beloved, my husband? He gives me Nosni Lachmi Umeim, he gives me my bread and my water. Tzemri Yopishti, my linen and my wool. Shamni Vishikuye, my oil and my beverages. Which connotes, seemingly, the mashka of wine. So it seems like that a husband does give that, and he is required. So that the Gemara explains, no, that's Dvarm Shor Isha Mishtoikekes Alein. The word Shikuye is not from the word of mashka, but rather from the word Mishtoikek, which is Shaka, could also mean desire. It refers to things that women desire. My nihu, what's that that women really desire? Are tachshitin, jewelry, ornaments, makeup. Those are things that the husband has to give the wife. Again, but not regarding wine. Wine is something not, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention a stipend of wine. Now, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Nevarayev Amrila, and some say he was Ish Kfar Nefar Chayil from a different place. And he says, Minayin Shein Paiskin Yainis Lisha. Where do we know that we do not? We proved it from this, the Mishnah seemingly is saying that we don't, but what's the source of this halacha that we do not set a stipend of wine for the wife? Shemakin says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Alf. It says, V'takim Chana achrei achla b'shilai, that Chana, after she got up from eating in Shilai, v'achrei shasai, and after he finished drinking and they got up. Now, shasai v'lei shasas. It says that when he finished drinking and not when she finished drinking. Obviously, she was not drinking wine because it's inappropriate for a woman to be drinking wine. Now, the Gemara asks, El me'ata, but if that's the deed you're making from the Pasuk, well, achla v'lei achla achadami, you're going to say the same thing when it says regarding the eating. It talks that in the feminine, meaning that she finished eating. What? And that he didn't finish eating? Well, you're inferring from the fact that drinking, it says him, that means she didn't drink. So when it says she finished eating, it means he didn't eat? So the Gemara says, no. Anan, what we were trying to say was, Medishani krab dibur kamin. We were talking about in the context of the pasuk is talking about her. So machana. And mechdi begavo kasik vasi. So if it's talking about her, and it's continuing and saying what she finished eating, so my tamashani, why did it change at the end of the pasuk when it talks about drinking? That's what the pasuk is coming to teach you. That only he drank and not she, even though the pasuk was told on her, to tell us that we're not paiskin yainis le'isha, we don't give wine as a normal stipend to a woman. Now, that the Gemara asks, but Meitzer, you learn the Brice that says that actually regila, if a woman customarily drinks wine, that noisn law, that we do give her a stipend of wine. So I think Mar says that doesn't contradict Rabbi Elazar, because Rugila Shani, a woman that's accustomed to drinking, since it's not a novelty for her, she's already used to the wine, so it doesn't cause her to get so aroused and it's not going to be such a big deal. Such a type of a woman, you're right, that we see from the Braisa that we would give that type of a stipend to that woman. As the Gemara says, Amr of Chinna Bar Kahan Amr Shmuel, Shmuel said, Rugila Noisno Koisechar, a woman that customarily drinks, so we give her one cup of wine. She'ain regila, nois l'shnei kaisis. If she doesn't normally drink wine, then we give her two cups, which the Gemara asked my kama. What's he saying? When, if you normally drink, so then you give one. If you don't, then you get two. If you don't, you shouldn't get any. So Abaye says, no, hachakim, and this is what Shmuel was saying. Regila bifnei ba'ala shnei kaisis. When it says the regila, is mean a woman that was customarily would normally drink two cups when she was with her husband. So when she's not with her husband, which is where the whole element of stipend comes in, either that she doesn't live in the same quarters as her husband, or when she's widowed, which has the same halachas of being supported by the husband's estate. So when she's not in front of her husband, then we diminish it. We only give her one cup, again, because she's used to it, so she can handle the wine, but not as much as she normally gets. Now, what Shmuel meant in his second half of his statement, when he said that she'ein regila noisla shnei kaises, that really means to say that if she wasn't rugal to have like the first woman that was normally had two cups, rather ein regila b'fnei bala el kais echad, that this woman that's used to only having one cup and not two cups, then shalei b'fnei bala ein noisla kolik, and then not in front of her husband, we don't give her anything, because we always want to diminish a little bit when she's not in front of her husband, because when she's with her husband, so then her desire for tashmish could be with her husband, but if not, then it's not appropriate to arouse a woman. So therefore, if she's used to two, then you go down to one, which is what the Brice was saying, that regila, so she could have the stipend, but if she only has one with her husband, then we don't give her any when she's not with her husband. That's one approach to resolve the contradiction. V-boy is saying, if you want another way to resolve the contradiction between the Brice, that sounds like that we give a stipend for a woman of wine, whereas Rebbe Elazar, who we use to explain our mission, that seemingly we don't give any stipend of wine to a woman. Now, Tesis explains that the Gemara is going to explain now the Braisa itself. In other words, the Braisa is not difficult on Rebbe Elazar, but Tesis points out that the Halach of Shmuel definitely could only be explained the way we just said it before, that obviously Shmuel holds that there are certain women that we do give them wine for drinking. But regarding the Braisa and Rebbe Elazar, the Gemara says that when the Braisa is Regila, when the woman that's used to wine, doesn't contradict Rebbe Elazar, because it's not appropriate for women to be drinking wine when they're by themselves. But when the Braisa says that if she's used to wine that we give it to her, it means nice l'letziki kedera. We give it to her to spice up the dish, meaning cooking wine. So that doesn't contradict Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says we never give her wine, meaning for drinking. But for cooking, that's what the Braisa says. If she's used to that, she always uses wine for that, then we give it to her like other ingredients that are necessary for her to survive on. Damer b'vah amir b'yechanan, like Rebbe b'vah had said in the name of Rebbe b'yechanan, that ma'isa b'kalosa shel nagdimen b'gurin. There was a story with the daughter-in-law of the wealthy person, Akdima Ben Gurion, that the sages set a certain amount for her to be supported from her husband's estate, 2 saw of wine just for cooking wine for the dishes, from every Friday, meaning weekly, that's how much she would get. And although that was a large sum of money, a large sum of wine, she said to them, this is what you should give to your daughters, which, although for regular people that was a lot, but her, that she was from nobility, she had from a wealthy family, she felt it wasn't enough for her. Now, Tana, parenthetically, the Gemara brings from the Braisa that Shemeres Yavam Haisa, that she was being supported from the Yavam's estate, because her husband had died without any children, and she was waiting to have Yibum, and that's why they didn't answer Amin, although she meant it as like, how can you give me so little? But for regular people, that was tons of wine. And they really would have answered that that's what they should do for their daughters, but they didn't want to answer Amin because this was not a good situation where a son could die without any children and have to be having Gibbon from the brother-in-law. So that's why they didn't answer Amin on her blessing. Continuing on this theme, the Gemara brings Tanul in the Braisa. Kais echad yafleisha. 1 cup of wine is good for a woman. Shnayim nivelhu. If the woman's drinking 2 cups, it's already something that's disgusting. Shleisha tavas bepeh. If she drinks 3 cups of wine, then she's going to verbally request tashmish from a man. Arba, if she has 4 cups of wine, afil chamor tavas beshuk ve'enem akpedeth. She'll even request, solicit a tashmish from a donkey in the marketplace, and it won't bother her. Again, it's not appropriate for the woman to be drinking that much wine. Now, Amar Rav, however, Rav says, and he qualifies this halacha, that was only if her husband's not with her. But if her husband's with her, we're not bothered by that again, because even if she's aroused, she has her husband with her. Now, the Gemara, however, asks on this qualification of Rav. But v'hachana, the halacha that we quoted before, from when Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Nevaraya would darshan, and he expounded what's the source that we do not give stipend of wine to a woman, that it's not appropriate for a woman to be drinking wine, was the pasuk of Chana, which we see that he drank, shasai, v'lay shasai, she didn't drink. But the problem is, the bali imahab, her husband, Elkanah, was with Chana over there. and still she didn't drink, and that's the source that she didn't drink. So how could you say this halacha only applies when she doesn't have her husband with her, but when she has her husband with her, it's okay to drink? So I think more answers. The reason why Rava was saying it's okay when her husband's with her is because then she could use that desire with her husband. But achseno yishani, when you're guests, that's different. They weren't in their house there. They were guests in Shiloh. So therefore, that's different because then it's not possible to have bia. And then she has this desire. And again, they could cause her to do inappropriate things. Dam Rav Huna, like Rav Huna says, b'nai l'achseno yishasa b'tash meshamita, where do we know that a guest is forbidden to have matter relations? Like it says a pasuk over there in Shmuel Alf, where a few pasukim later it says Vayishkimu ba'baker. So they got up in the morning when they finally finished coming to the Mishkan. Vayishtachavu l'vnei Hashem, and they bowed down in front of Hashem. Vayishuvu vayivoyu al-beis Ramasa. They came back and they went to their house in Ramasa. Vayed Elkanah schave yishtay, and then Elkanah was intimate with his wife Chana. Vayizkar Hashem, and Hashem remembered her. Now, the understanding is that Hashtin, telling us that now he was intimate with her when they finally came back home, made Karalev, but before not, and that's why they didn't have intimacy, and that's why it was inappropriate for her to drink wine, even though she was with her husband. But Rav is saying generally, meaning if a woman is in her own quarters, and then she's drinking wine, it's okay if she has her husband with her. Continuing on this discussion about the being paisik yayin lenashim, if we do and how much, so the Gemara says, Achayma, this was her name, Debesu Abaya, that was the wife of Abaya. So when she was widowed from Abaya and she wanted to be supported from his estate, so Asul Kamid the Rabbah, she came in front of Rava. So Amrlei, she said to Rava, Psukli Mazaini, set for me a certain amount of sustenance to be supported from my late husband's estate. So possibly he set that amount, whatever it is, as we find in the Mishnah, certain amount of food she has to get. Psukli Chamer, so she said, set for me a certain amount of wine. So Amallah, he said to her, he says, I know that Abaya, who is called Nachmeni, that he didn't drink wine. And but this is not something that you're used to, that you should be getting a stipend of. So Amalei, she said to him, Chayi Demar, swear by the life of the master, that I used to give him to drink with these huge cups, these goblets, kihai, this big, which was she stretched out her arms and her forearms to show how big these cups were that she would pour them to drink wine. And it's not true we drank wine. Now, the Gemara says, that when she was illustrating and demonstrating with her hands about how big the cups were, igali dara, so her arm became revealed. And nofal nahari bebeidina, and because of her beauty, there was a light that shone in the courts. Kam Rava, ala beisa. Rava got up, he went home, Taval Labas Rav Chizda, and he solicited from the daughter of Chizda, who was his wife, for Tashmish. So Amal Labas Rav Chizda, so the daughter of Chizda asked him why he was requesting Tashmish. Man Hava Idna Bebeidina, who now was in the court? So Amal, he said to her, Chayma de Beisud Abaya. It was Chayma, the wife of Abaya. So the Gemara tells us that Rav's wife, Nafka Basra, chased after this Chayma, and machsala bekulfa de sheda, and she hit her over the head with this lock of a chest. The afkala mekula mechayza, until she chased her out from the entire mechayza. And Amrla, she said to her, katlis lech tlaser, you already killed three husbands. And as the Gemara brings in Yevamos Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, that she married three men and they all died. For asis lemiktla achrin, and now you want to kill other men? In other words, you're coming to the Bezdin to show your beauty, that men should desire you and want to marry you, get out of here. And she chased her out of town. Another story regarding to this halacha of being Pesach Yayin, Gemara brings that the Beisud Rav Yosef, Berei de Ravam, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Ravam, Asol L'Kamed Rav Nechemia Berei de Rav Yosef. So Amrle, she said to him, Psukli Mezayin, he set for me a certain amount of food, and Pasukla, he set for Psukli Chamra, set for me a certain amount of wine, and Pasukla, he set for, because Amrle, he said to he says, I know that the people from Mechaza, where you're from, they drink wine, and therefore that's something that is that you're regila, that you're used to, and therefore that becomes part of the stipend. Another story, the base of Rav Yosef, Berid Rav Menashe Midvil, the daughter, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Menashe from Midvil, Asula Kamed Rav Yosef, came from the Rav Yosef, Amar Alei, she said to him, Psukli Mezainis, said for me Mezainis, so possibly said for her, Psukli Chama, said for me wine, so possibly said for her. Pasukli Shirai, she says, set for me a certain amount of silk. So Amalei, he said to her, Shirai Lama, what do you need this silk for? So Amalei, she said to him, the reason why I need this to be supported from the state with silk is loch ulechavruch ulechavarecha. It's for you, your friends, and your friends' friends. In other words, that I shouldn't be disgraced from all my social context, from my original honor that I had, not in front of you, not in front of your friends, and therefore I need to be able to dress as I always did, even though now that I have to be supported, and that's why I deserve to get that as a stipend too. Now the Mishnah said, besides food and besides clothing, v'nisinla mita umapetz v'chulu, that he gives her a bed, that means this has to be supported through that third party if she's living separately, and a soft mat and a hard mat. Now the Gemara asks, mapetz umachtzela salomala diyohavla, why, if she has a bed already, does she need these thin and harder mats? If a regular bed has a leather bedspread spread over it, which is better than these mats, why would she need a mat if the bed already has a leather covering? So I'm a papa. Papa says, "Ba'aster d'nihigi b'tumah, a place where their custom was d'malu purya b'chavli, that they would fill the bed with ropes." In other words, they didn't do by as some other beds in Talmudic times that they had a leather covering which was okay to sleep on, but rather it was full of ropes, demavagrala, which causes the woman pain if she sleeps on the ropes, and it causes her to get old, which is a term of begeris, mevagrala, and because of that, besides the bed which has ropes, he has to give her also this mapitz and this machtzelis. Now related, the Gemara says, Tarbon, learn the Braisa, Ein nois no karvakes, the Tanakam and the Braisa holds, we do not award her, meaning as a stipend, a pillow and a mattress. But Mishum Rav Nosson Amr, in the name of Rav Nosson, they said, then nice little karvakes says, no, we give her a pillow and a blanket. So the Gemara asks, hey chadami, what is the case that they're talking about, that they're arguing about? Ida urcha, if the women in her family sleep with a pillow and a blanket, so my tama tana kama, what's the reason tana kama, that he does not have to give her that, if that's something that is a necessity for her? And the ida lav urcha, if it's not the custom in our family to sleep with a pillow and a blanket, so my tama Rav Nosson, what's the reason Rav Nosson that he has to give her? So the Gemara says, Leit Sricha. It's talking about a case, Kagain de Urche di De, that the husband, he normally sleeps on a pillow with and a blanket. Now, the halacha is that what's called Oile Imai. She's not Yeredes Imai, she does not get demoted to his lower standards, but she gets elevated to his standards. But, Valav Urche di De, Valav Urche di Da, it's not her normative practice to sleep with a pillow and blanket. Now, that the Gemara explains, Tanakama Sava, Tanakama held, who says that we don't give her a pillow and a blanket, that Amar La, the husband could tell the wife, look, Kia Zilna, when I go and I support you through this third party, then Shekil Nalahu, then I'm going to take with me my pillow and my blanket. Now, V'chia Sina, when I do come and you sleep with me, so then my Sina Lahu Badoy, I'm going to bring my pillow and my blanket with me, and therefore you don't need, because you never sleep with a pillow and blanket, and I, that I do sleep, it's okay when I come to you, although you live in a different quarter, I'm going to bring my pillow and my blanket. But Rav Nosson Savar, he held that no. Amr Lei, she could tell him, look, Zimnan de Misrami bin Ashmasha, sometimes it's going to happen. You're going to come to be with me on Friday night. You're going to come by twilight. Now, V'lo Matzis Maishlu, you're not going to be able to bring your pillow and your blanket then because it's already Shabbos and you can't carry. V'shaklis Lahu Ladidi, and then you're going to take my mattress. You're going to, and if I purchase a pillow and a blanket of my own, you're going to take that. U'magnis Lelara, and I'm going to end up sleeping on the floor. And because of that, we require him to give her a pillow and blanket for him to have when he comes to her so that he doesn't take away her pillow and her blanket. So even though she doesn't normally have that, and therefore he's not required to support her that, she actually has to have one for him to have that he doesn't pull away her blanket and she sleeps on the floor. Now the Mishnah additionally said that certain clothing articles that are necessary for him to support her as a stipend. So it says, V'nois l'kipa, that he gives her a kerchief for her head, and other articles that of clothing which he gives her a certain amount per year. Now, that the Gemara asks, Amli or Papa La Abaya? Papa asked Abaya, as we continue on to Amid Beis, that there seems to be an inconsistency in the amount of certain garments about how often he has to purchase it for her. Because High Tano, it seemingly comes out that the Tano of our Mishnah, Shalich Artiloi, he strips a person naked. In other words, we're talking about that the person will not have garments to change only annually, only once a year. Yet, Varami Misani. So the person is naked, but wearing shoes. In other words, what the Gemara is trying to say is that shoes was said in the Mishnah that he has to purchase for every single Yom Tov, which are three times a year. And other garments, she only gets to switch it once a year. So what's going on? Why more shoes than clothing? What, she's going to wear out the clothing and be stripped naked and then have shoes on? Suddenly he said to him, "No, Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah, b'makom harmkai, was talking about a place where it was a mountainous region, a lot of hills. You can't survive living in such a place without three pairs of shoes per year. Now, v'agav urche kamashmalan. Parenthetically, the Tana, the Mishnah, says it in that way. That he should give her the new pairs of shoes on every Yom Tov, that she could have joy out of a new pair of shoes on Yom Tov. Yes, technically, the stipend is three pairs of shoes a year. He could give it to her once a year. But since anyways the husband has an obligation of being mesameach an isha on Yom Tov, and there's a simchas Yom Tov, let her give it to her by every Yom Tov so that she could have a simchas Yom Tov with the new pairs of shoes on that Yom Tov. But it's not contradictory why clothing you only need once a year, but shoes in a place of mountains would require three pairs. Now the Mishnah said that for Kalim, and regarding her clothing, shechal mishim zuz, he has to give her a stipend of 50 zuz for her to spend on clothing per year. Amar Abaye, Abaye qualifies this, and he says, Chamishim zuzi pshiti. We're talking about regular zuzi, 50 regular zuzi, which are called zuzi medina, which is the common used currency, which that's an eighth of a zuzi tsuri from the Tyre zuzi, where, as Rashi explains, any money, any currency from what's called the medina, which is the provincial type of currency, is going to be one-eighth of the kesef tsuri, of the tsuri type of currency. As the Gemara explained in the previous daf in the Samach Talma Aleph, where it says that a sella medina is a half a zuz, which is an eighth of a sella. So it's an eighth of that currency. So obviously this chamishim zuz is a very low amount, not chamishim zuz of tzuri. So the Gemara asks, Mimai, where does Abaye know this from? Medigtani, because like we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah qualifies all these minimum amounts that the husband has to give as a stipend to the wife. That Bamed, remember when did we say this, is Ba'ani Shabi Yisrael, who's even the pauper in the Jewish people has to give this amount. But the Mishnah said, if we're talking about honorable people, it goes according to their standard. You have to give much more than that. Now, if you would entertain the chamishim zuz means chamishim zuz tzuri, then that means eight times this amount. Where would a poor person get 50 zuz of zuz tzuri? Rather, from that you can infer chamishim zuz pshit. We're talking about the zuzi medina, which is much less, and that is of what a poor person could afford, and that's the minimum amount of clothing necessary for a woman per year. Now the Mishnah said that he doesn't give her new clothing in the summer because it's too hot, neither old clothing in the winter, rather he gives her the new in the winter and the worn out she wears in the summer. And then the Mishnah said that she gets to keep the worn out garments for herself. So related to this, the Gemara brings the leftover of the woman who she gets a certain stipend, as we said in the Mishnah, of food. If she has leftovers, which means say she's not so hungry, she doesn't eat up all the food, that goes labal, that goes back to the husband. But the leftovers of her garments, meaning the worn out garments where she's already getting a new garment for the new year, leisha, that goes to the woman. So the Gemara asks, why does the woman need this, and hence meaning that it goes to her as a stipend? Why doesn't it go back to the husband, the worn out garments? So Amar Rav Chava says, "Shemeskasa behen b'mein nidasa," because she uses it to wear at the times of the month when she's menstruating. Then she wears the old worn-out garments, and the reason for that is kedei shelo tizgana al bailam, that she should not be repulsive to her husband when she's not a nida, when she's tahar, because then if she'll be wearing the same garments she wore when she was a nida, then that'll be repulsive to her husband when she's not a nida, and therefore she keeps the old worn-out ones to wear when she's a nida, that she can wear her regular good clothing when she's not, and not be repulsed. Now, therefore, Abaye says, Naktinan, so the halacha is, Maisa Beloyis Almana, the worn-out garments of a widow, who she gets the same stipends from the assets of the orphans, and they have to give her the same halacha of garments of 50 zuz per year, the worn-out garments actually do not go to her, it goes liyarshim, to the yarshim, to inheritors. And the reason being is because Hasam, regarding the halacha when she's getting supported by her husband, who deloy tiskani ba'apeh, the reason why she gets to keep the worn-out garments is that she shouldn't be repulsive to him. But hocha tiskani v'tiskani, let her be repulsive. It doesn't make a difference. The orphans are not being intimate with her. They don't have those same understandings and necessities. And that, therefore, she keeps the garments that she's wearing both when she's a nida and not. And the worn-out goes to the yarshim. Now, additionally, the Mishnah said, "Nisin la mo kesa v'chulu," that he gives her a certain amount of pocket change, where a mo of kesef, where she gets to use every single week for the odds and ends that she needs, v'chulu, etc., where it's also said that she's a chelos in lai, she eats with him every Friday night. Now, the Gemara asks, "Maya chelos?" What does it mean that she eats with him? So it's actually machlekes. Rav Nachman amar chelos mamash, means literally she eats with him every Friday night. Rav Ashi amar, he says, no tashma, it's a reference to marital relations. Now, on that the Gemara asks, but Tznan, we learn in the Mishnah that Ochelis Imoi Lele Shabbos says that she eats with him Friday nights. Now, Bishlam Amanda Machil, according to the one that says it means eating, that's what it says eating. Elamanda Matashmish, but according to Rav Ashi, who's saying that it means marital relations, well then, my Ochelis, why does it say that she eats with him? So that the Gemara says, that's Lishnam Ali. It's just a euphemism, it's a more appropriate way of describing it. Kedachsil, like it says a pasuk in Mishlei, where the pasuk there begins in Perek Lamed Pasuk Chaf, that Kein Derech Isha Mina Efes, that this is the way of the unfaithful woman, Achlo Umachsapia, that she eats and she wipes her mouth, obviously a reference to the Peshal Lamata, V'amr Le Paltiyav, and she says, I didn't do anything wrong, I mean, you can't see anything, any evidence. But again, we see that consumption, eating, could be a euphemism for Tashma Shamita, and it's just an appropriate way of describing it. But the Gemara asks, Meisve, the Gemara asks from a Brisa now. He says, Eicheles b'leili Shabbos b'Shabbos. He says that not just like our Mishnah that she eats with him Friday night, but she also eats with him Shabbos day. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam el manda machil, according to the one that says eating literally means eating, well, Heinrich Tani v'Shabbos. That's what it says, that she eats with him also Shabbos day. El manda matashmish, but according to the one that says it means marital relations, Tashmish b'Shabbos mi'ika, is there cohabitation during Shabbos of the day? But V'amar Rav Huna said, Yisrael k'doyishim hein, the Jewish people are a holy people. V'emisham shemitei sein b'yoyim, and they do not have marital relations during the day when it doesn't have the privacy necessary for intimacy. So how can you say that achilles b'yoyim, which again achilles means tashmash, to have during the daytime? I think more answers Ha'amar Rav, but Rav qualified this halach, and he said, b'bayis afal mutar, in a dark room, it's permitted to have tashmish even during the day. And there is not a problem about having tashmish as qualifying b'shemimulis halacha, even b'yayim ha-shabbos. Now the Mishnah said, v'im ha'isim anika, if the woman was nursing, then we increase her mezainis, and we decrease her requirement of ma'isi yadayim, of her earnings going to her husband. Now related to this halacha, the Gemara says, the darsh Reb Ula Rabba Apischa de Beinasiya, that Reb Ula the Great expounded by the opening of the House of the Nasi, that Afa Pisha Amru, although the halacha is, Ein Odem Zan Es Banavet Benais of Kringitan, that the father actually does not have to support his young sons and daughters when they're minors, Avozan Kitan Kitan, but he has to support them when they're very small. So Ad Kama, up until what age? Ad Ben Shesh, until they're 6 years old. Okay, the Rav Asi, like Rav Asi said, Damer Rav Asi said, Katan ben sheish yitzu be'er of imay. A minor that's 6 years old goes and has the tchum of Shabbos where the mother made an erev to. Now, what that means is, if, for example, if let's say the mother made an erev to the north, she has a simcha she wants to go to, which is 4,000 amos away, so she puts an erev 2,000 amos away, then she could go there. And the father actually made an erev to the south. So the mother takes the child with her, and the father cannot take the child with him where he made the erev. The reason being is because the child, up until age 6, still needs the mother, and therefore he has the locus of where the mother is. Now, what we see from that halacha is that obviously up until 6, he needs the mother, and therefore, just like the husband has to support the wife, he has to support the child that's together with the wife up until age 6. Now, that thing more clarifies, mimai, where can we prove this halacha from? Mediktani, from the fact that we learned our Mishnah. Mishnah says, if she was nursing, we decrease her requirement of earnings to give to the husband. We increase her sustenance that the husband has to give her. Now, my time, what's the reason for that? Isn't because the child has to eat together with the mother, and therefore he has to increase her mezainis, because not only does he have to give for the woman, he has to give for the children that are together with the woman. Another Gemara refutes the proof. Because maybe the reason why he has to increase her mezainis when she's nursing is because she's ill, she's weaker, she needs more stamina in her state as a nursing woman, but nothing because he has to support the child. On that, the Gemara asks back, but Imkain, if that's the case, so listen to Imhoisa Chayla, it should have said that, not if she's nursing, should have said if she's ill, which would have included all states of illness. Why would it say that if she's nursing? If it's because she's ill, you have to give more, and that would include when she's nursing, that when she's ill. So the Gemara says that's not a raya either. Because v'dil mahokam mashma, maybe what the Mishnah is teaching us is the stam minikas chaylas, meaning you would think only when she's ill. You're not ill, you're healthy. That the Mishnah would be teaching us that a general nursing woman is considered less than in regards to her regular robust health. She's considered ill, and therefore you have to increase it, and therefore there's no raya from our Mishnah regarding this halacha of having to support the children when they're under the age of six. The Gemara concludes, Itmar, was stated that Amar Bishu ben Levi, Mesivin lo yayin, additionally, when the woman is nursing, we increase her wine. Shahayayin yafal lachalav, because wine is good for the milk, which is necessary in this state of her nursing her infant. Hadner lach afal pi, which I will turn to you, the fifth perek of Masechta Ketubos, perek afal pi. And with that, we begin the sixth perek of Masechta Ketubos, perek Metzias Ha'isha, which continues on the theme of the previous a parak of the obligations of Nisuin that the husband has to the wife, and in reverse, and the obligations of the Ksuba. So the Mishnah begins, Metzias ha'isha u'mais yadeha, a woman, when she finds a lost object or her earnings, labala, that goes to the husband. Now, and that, as we explained in previous dafim, where the reason why the husband gets it is because of his requirements to her. Now, virushasa, however, if let's say inheritance falls to her, which was it was written in the will, let's say that she gets that. So who eichel peis bechayahu? So he consumes the produce when she's alive. So let's say she got a certain tract of land, so that's hers. And however, but the husband gets to eat the produce, which is called the peiros or the utility of it, as long as they're married. Now, if she would die when he's still alive, so then he would inherit her. Now, baishto upigma. When, if let's say she gets damaged, she's in a car accident or something happens to her, then her embarrassment because of what happened, which is one of the chamish advarim that is awarded to someone that was damaged, upigmo, or of her depreciation, meaning of the damage that was done to her shalah, she gets awarded to that. It doesn't go to the husband. Now, Reb Yudman Miseram, he argues. He says, actually, part of it does go to the husband, and depending on what type of damage will depend how much she's awarded. When there's a blemish, when something that happened to her, which is concealed, that people don't see, then she gets two parts of the award. He only gets one third, he only gets one part of the award. But when if it's something that's revealed, where it's very embarrassing for him that his wife is like this, moreover, she becomes repulsive to him and he has to live with this now. So then he gets two parts. V'la'achad, she only gets one part of the award of the damages. Moreover, shaloi yinasin biyad, he gets his part right away. B'shalah, regarding what she gets awarded, as all other things that a woman inherits, which is hers during her marriage, yilokach ben karka, then land should be purchased with that monetary award, which again is like all of the nechasim, which it's related to the husband getting it. V'hu eichel peiros. And when during the marriage, when she's still alive, then he eats the peiros. And however, if she gets divorced or if he dies, then the keren, the principal, is hers. But however, if she dies and he's still alive, then he would go ahead and inherit her from this award that she got of the Baishan Begam. Now the Gemara wonders, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, that my kamash malon, what exactly is our Mishnah teaching us? Tanina, we already learned this halacha of the Mishnah on the Mishnah on Daf Vav Med Aleph. The Mishnah there says, Ha'av zakai bebitoi b'kedushah. A father merits, he has the rights in his daughter regarding her getting engaged. Bekesef, b'shtar, b'biyah, as we explained in previous dafim, regarding when he has her get engaged with money, the money goes to him. With the document, he could accept that. B'biyah, he can give her over to cohabitation to get engaged with any type of a person. Moreover, zakai b'metziasa, v'maisi yadeo, b'farsh nadireo, the father gets the daughter's, when she finds a lost object, he gets it, her earnings go to him, he could nullify her vows. Mekabalas gita, he could receive her get, as if she's still a minor and she's getting divorced, he could receive it and she becomes divorced. However, ino eichel peiros b'chayeo, if she has some keren, some principles that's hers, he does not eat the produce of those fields that are hers. But nisus, when she gets married, yesro lav habal, the husband has more rights to the woman than the father, which obviously we see from there that whatever was just stated regarding the father, the husband does have. Where he eats the produce of her properties when she's still alive, which would not apply to by the father. So every halacha in our Mishnah, we already know from there. We know the Metzias Isha and Maisidea is Labala, because that goes to the father, and we said the husband gets that and even more. And we know that things which are hers, like Yerushasa, he eats her peres b'chayeha. So what is it that our Mishnah is teaching us? So the Gemara says, "Byshasa upigma istuchalei." It was necessary for the last halacha, which was regarding when she gets awarded in damages of byshasa megam, which is plukta to Yehuda ben Maaseh Rabbanan, which that's machlekes Yehuda Maaseh ben Rabbanan, and that's what we wanted to teach this mission for. And parenthetically, once we were talking about this halacha, we mentioned all the different elements, but the primary chiddush is for that last one about does she get a byshasa megam? Or like Yehuda Maaseh says that he gets part of it, again, depending if it's a mechusa or if it's a blemish, that's makulah.